The opening gathering for a four-day series of events associated with the master plan update included a presentation by Ian Lockwood, a livable transportation engineer with AECOM, which is assisting the city with transportation and urban design for the master plan. Lockwood was impressed with his tour of Ypsilanti, and he says the city definitely has potential.
Yeah, I think some of the now obsolete value sets that went with transportation engineering maybe in the 1960s and 70s have been revisited, and we can change things over time here and help the businesses and the community do better.
Lockwood says Ypsilanti has lots of assets, along with great neighborhoods and a wonderful main street. But the streets are a little bit too wide for his liking, too fast, too one-way, and too automobile-oriented. Still, he sees potential there, and he thinks those things can be addressed and add value to the city. City Planner Teresa Gelati says residents who'd like to find out more can stop by a temporary studio set up at 206 West Michigan Avenue anytime between 10 in the morning and 7 in the evening today and Thursday.
People can drop in anytime to speak with the planning team during that period. And that's, you know, just anytime there'll always be staff available. There'll be different posters up with housing types and talk stuff about Water Street and Washington, lots of areas of the city that people can respond to.
Gelati says the next 3 days will feature walking tours to the downtown from Depot Town and EMU, along with neighborhood meetings and a closing conversation Friday at Spark East. More information on the master plan update, including this week's schedule of events, can be found online at shapeipsy.com. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.